Vayter in Shas, we are in Bava Metzia Daf Lamed Gimel, picking up on Lamed Beis Amud Beis by the Bava Metzia Beis. The very last line, last words on the page, Tashema, we're continuing on trying to figure out whether Tzar Balei Chaim is De Oraisa or De Rabbanan. And in particular here, let's jump in and show that it's actually De Rabbanan. Tashema, beep, turn the page. Lamed Gimel. Rovates. The Pasuk says, when it's talking about the animal, that kisira chamor sonacha rovates tachas maso. When you see the animal of the donkey of someone you hate that is crouching under its burden, what, you're gonna stop from helping? V'chadalta ma'azovlo azov tazovimo, go and help with him. Velo, so it says rovates velo ravtsan. What does that mean? That it's not something which it generally will go and do and just lie down, but rather it's something that happens. Rashi says mikrohu. This time, but it doesn't generally do such a thing. It's this unusual type of behavior. Rovates v'lo omed, that it's crouching down, lying down, v'lo omed, it's not standing. Tachas maso, under its burden, which means that you're chayiv to help if it's under its burden. V'lo meforek, but not if it's already off and it just needs to be loaded up. Tachas maso, under its burden. Maso yishayachol lamud bo, it's a type of burden that it's able to heal, handle, holding. But if it's too much on there, then you're not chayiv to help. V'yamar tzar balei chaim d'oraisa, if it says d'oraisa, mali rovitz, mali rovitzam, what do I care if it is generally lying down, sometimes lying down, mali omed, what do I care if it's standing, if it's still standing or not? The bottom line is that tzar balei chaim, take it off. The fact that we make all these drushes over here must be because it's telling you that it is d'rabbanan, and therefore we don't have to worry about all these other circumstances. Now, the Gemara says, Hamani, who is this? Who says Tzar Balei Chaim d'rabbanan? So in other words, you tried to bring a raya that it's d'rabbanan, and we did it seemingly successfully, but now the Gemara is saying, like, okay, that's because that's Rav Yosei Glili, who says it straight up. Hachinam Yastaber, makes sense to say this Rav Yosei Glili to Katani Tachas Maso. It says that it's under its burden, which means Maso Shiyachol Lamad Bo, Man Shamat Le De Islai Hai Tzvar. Who's the one who has that Tzvar? Rav Yosei Glili. It's Rav Yosei Glili, Shema Amina. So we say that the Braisa is Rav Yosei HaGlili. Frak the Gemara, really? Can you really say that? But at the Seifa, at the end of the Braisa, we darshan over there the Tachas Maso, velo mefarak, but not to go and help when it needs to be loaded up. My lo mefarak. Now, what does it mean that it's not, that something's not taken off already? Meaning mefarak means that the stuff is not on already. Ilei melo mefarak klal, if you want to say that it means one's not chayiv to help an animal that doesn't have anything on it at all. And he doesn't have to help by loading, but I'll say the pasuk says Hakem Takimimo. It says rise it up, raise it up, lift it up with him, which clearly is saying to load it. Ela pshita lo mefarak b'chinam. What it means is that you don't have to go and load it up for free. Ela b'skar, do it with money. And ma'ashamet le de islei ha'isvara. Who's the one who goes like that? Rabbanan. That's the world of the Rabbanan. And though they argue through Rosei Glili, so how could you say this Bryce says Rosei Glili? It sounds like the Rabbanan. And for the Gemara, Liolam Rosei Glili. Really, it is a Rosei Glili. Ubitina, and reference to the idea of loading, Savalak Rabbanan. Rosei Glili is masking to the Rabbanan that you can load an animal and you can get paid for doing that part. Tana Rabbanan. Kisira, when you go and you see this donkey lying under its burden, Kisira, Yachal, Afil Mirachag, you thought even from very far away, you have to go out and you have to deal with it. Rashi says, V'hita l'alav, she'ilichshem, you have to go over there. Tamalom, Kisifka. Another pasuk, it says, Kisifka, which means when you meet, Rashi says, the whole pasuk is, Kisifka, shor, oivacha, ochamor, toa hashev, tishiven, alo, and you see the, now when you see it, when you meet up with the shore of your enemy or the donkey that's on the way, return it. So we see Kisifka, it's got to meet up. And E Kisifka, and if you say if it was just written that, Yalcha Pegiya Mamash, you would have thought that has to be actually you meet up, and not if you're just like next to it, you have to like walk into it. Tamalama Kisira, when you see it, which means even if you didn't hit it, right? So the Chiyav to unload this animal is only when you see it, which is next to you. Something that's next to it. Ve'ezi re'iyah she'ish b'pikiyah. What is that? She'aru chachamim echad mi'sheva u'mechsa b'mil v'zehu ris. The chachamim set it up to that's the amount of 1 in 7.5 parts of a mil, and that's called a ris. If you're further away from that, you don't have to go back and go towards there and help it. Tana, we learned the following. Umidade imo ad parsa. If you are in the state where you have to go load it up, so you have to walk with it the amount of a parsa, Rashi says, after you load it up, because maybe it's going to fall again, then you're going to have to help putting it back up again. So you got to walk with quite a distance. You can go and you can take paying, you're allowed to get paid for walking along with it. You know, you're losing out a lot over here, so you're allowed to take payment for that. Zok the next Heiliger Mishnah. Avidus of Avidus Aviv. Let's say he is a lost object and his father's lost object, and you can only get one of them. Which one comes first? Avidus of Kodemus, his comes before his father. Avidus of Avidus Rabba, let's say it's his Avidus Rebbe's. Shalom Kodem, his first. Chayacha Kodman. Avidus Aviv, Avidus Rabba, if it's his father's lost object and his Rebbe's lost object, Shalabba Kodemus, so the Rabbis goes first. Shaviv, Heviolom Azeh, his father brought him to this world. Varabba, Shalim do Chachma, Mivio Lachalam Abba. But his Rebbe, who taught him Chachma, he brought him to then shall Aviv Kodemus, and the father goes first. Let's say each one are carrying a burden, they have to go put it down, and you can only help one of them. Who do you help, or who do you help first? First is your Rebbe. If they're kidnapped, if they're captured, held captive, Podes Rabbo, first be Podes, first redeem your Rebbe, Ve'achikach Podes Aviv, then the father. Ve'mavav Chacham, then Podes Aviv. If the father's a Chacham, then you do the father first, Ve'achikach Podes Rabbo, and then you can be Podes the Rebbe. Frank the Gemara, we said that if it's your lost object, your father's, yours comes first. Minani Mili, says Rashi, the Shalokodim, the yours comes first. Amar Vidam Rav, Amar Kral, the Pasuk says, Ephes ki lo yebecha Evyon. That Rashi says, Izar min anias, be careful from becoming poor. That among you there will be no destitute. Shalcha kodem shall call out them. Yours comes for any other person. From Rabbi Yudam Rav, Rabbi Yudam Rav says that kolam akayim ba'atzmo kach, sof ba'li de kach. Anyone who sets his way up like this, or he behaves in such a way that he always puts himself first, in the end, Sof Bali Dikach is going to come to the same issue. Rashi explains, Afa Pishalo Itiol Lava Kosov Yeshla Adam, even though the Pasuk doesn't tell you to do this, Yeshla Adam Mikolas Lefimishus, then a person should be beyond the letter of the law. Velola Daktek Shali Kodam, let's say, I go first. Im Loba Hefsid Mokhiach, Vim Tamin Midaktek Parakal Me'alav Ol Gmilskas Adam Stakov, Sof Shisar Chlabios. Amazing, amazing Rashi. And that is it. Even though Taka, yours comes first, and the Pasuk not telling you have to go to do somebody else, really, it's only if a case you're really going to lose out. But if you're constantly being medactic on yourself first, then you're going to take off you the yoke of Gimel's Chasadim and Staka. In the end, you're going to need help from others. Next part of the Mishnah, we said that Haya Aviv Rabbanosamasov, they're carrying burdens over there, and you got to take it off over there, and let's say kidnapped. Who do you go first? It's always the Rebbe before the father, unless the father is a Chacham Azal. Tana Rabbanan. Rabbo Sha'amru, Rabbo Shalom Do Chachma. The Rebbe we're talking about over here is not just any Rebbe person has. You can have many Rebbeim over your lifetime. What it means over here is Rabbo Shalom Do Chachma, someone who taught him Chachma. Rashi says, Svaras Tamei HaMishnah, i.e. known as the Gemara. Ulahavin, Shloyu Sosa Zu Atzu, Vitamei Isser Veheter Vechayev Vapater, Punika Gemara. Things that you have clear on. Velo Rabbi Shalom the Mikra Mishnah. It's not like my Rebbe who taught you Chumash, Rashi says, Terminating Ksubim, Tanakh, or Mishnah, Kamoshin, Shtuyas, Vein, Taimu, Farash, and things are not clear in them. Divri Meir, Zagazik Meir, Behuda Omer, Kolche, Rov, Chachmas, Maimenu means that anyone, that majority of your learning comes from Rashi says, Imikra Mishnah, Megamara. It could be anything. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Afil, Loheir, Enav, El Mishnah, Achas, Zel Rabbi. Even if you only enlighten his eyes with one Mishnah, Rashi Shodio, Tam, Mishnah, Achas, Shalom, Yochol, Avin. He explained to him one mystery he wasn't able to understand. That's called his Rebbe already. There's a lot of this is halacha lemaisa, right? Meaning all these differences depending on who you're going to save first, who you help first, and all these things. Hamar Rava, Kigon Rav, Schora, De Asbaron, Zuoma, Listron. This is a Mishnah in Kalim. Yeah, Rashi says, Beseder Tyros. In Tyrus, this is what it's taught. It says a certain type of kli, sort of chora. He explained that the Mishnah is talking about listron as a type of spoon. Rashi says, it's a big spoon that takes off literally the sweat of the pot and the stuff that comes up on the side of the kli. So he explained what that stuff was, and I wouldn't have known that without him. Shmuel Karamane. Shmuel tore his clothing in mourning. Alei ha'hu mirabanan da'azbere echad yored la'ama shechiv echad poseach kivin. That is, that there was a particular Ruv who explained to him what the Mishnah means when it says, it's a Mishnah in Maseches Tamid, a nice long rash of your explaining how this works, is that that there was a doorway that in the Beis HaMikdash said it to be open with certain keys. In order to open one of them, you have to stick your arm through a hole up to your armpit in order to reach the from the inside. And then the other one, you have to, once you get through there, it opened up very quickly because you just had a key to go open it. So look at, read the Rashi, enjoy it, think about it, discuss it. But the point is that he taught him that halacha, and he tore kriya over him as his rabbi. Ula Amar Rula says, Talmidei Chachamim shebabavel omdim zeh mipnei zeh. The great scholars of Bavel would stand up one for the other, and there would also be koreh v'korin zeh al zeh. They would rip their garments for one another if they, one of them died. But it was an aveda, them versus their father. They would not return that before their father, Elo the Rabbi Muvak, except for their Rebbe Muvak. Rashi says, Sherov Chachmas Meimenu Kiri, unless the majority of their wisdom was from them, like Rabbi Yehuda had said. Rashi explains that what they used to do is, why would they get up for one another and why would they treat themselves in such a way? Because of the fact that since they learned in the Beis Medrash together and they'd be staggering away, I'll read you the Rashi. Says the Heilige Rashi, Om Zem Bipnei Zeh, Kedin Talmud L'Rav, Lefisha Yoyoshin, Talmud Beis HaMedrash Yachad, they said the Beis HaMedrash together, Umakshin, Umefarkin, Vekulam Lemidim Zem Zeh, they went ahead, they all asked questions, and they would all learn from one another. Therefore, in reference to giving cover for that, that's what they would do. But returning the object before them for their father, they would, that would be a lesson to Rebbe Muvak. Kaboi Minei Rav Chista Mirav Huna, Rav Chista asked Rav Huna, Talmud v'tzarech lo rabo mai. What that means is, let's say I'm a Rebbe and I have a Talmud, but this Talmud also learns from other people as well, other Rabbanim, and now I need him to tell me certain things. Rashi says, v'tzarech lo rabo sheshama shmua sheyesh biyado bipi acherim. He's heard things that I don't know. What's the din now if he goes and he has his father's thing and the Rebbe's thing? Should he go his father's first? Amar lei, so he said back to him. Understand that Chista, Rav Chista was a student of Rav Huna, and he's asking Rav Huna this. So he says back to him, Chista, lo tzrich nalach. Chista, I don't need you. At tzrichas li ad arbaim shtin. You need me for 40 years. Rabbeinu Chananel explains what that means is, to really, like the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, to really understand your Rebbe, you need 40 years to get down to have clarity and know what he means. So he was really insulted about the fact that he had said that. He thought he was talking about their own personal relationship. And ikbig de adadi velo ayil legabe adadi. When this happened, they were each makbid on one another, upset at each other, and they wouldn't go visit each other. Yasser Rav Chista arboim taneisa. Rav Chista, he fasted 40 fasts. Mishum de chalash daiti de Rav Huna, because he caused Rav Huna to feel bad. Yosef Rav Huna bar Intani Sehil fasted 40 fasts. Mishum de chashtei Rav Chista, because he was choshed Rav Chista to talk about, you know, to come against him. Itmar, back to the teacher shtickle. Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef, Amar Rav Yochanan, halachik Rabbi Yehuda. Halachik goes going to Rabbi Yehuda, that he's learned Rav Chachmasa. Rav Acha bar Rav Huna, Amar Rav Sheshes, that halachik Rabbi Yosi, that halachik goes according to Rav Yosi. Rav Yosi is one who said, even if he taught you a very little bit. Omi Amar Rav Yochanan Hachi, Rav Yochanan really say this, that halacha goes according to Rav Yehuda. For Rav Yochanan, halacha is not Mishnah, but halacha goes according to the Stam Mishnah. Tanai, we learned in the Mishnah that the Rebbe goes over the father, Rabo Shalimdo Chachma, because his teacher taught him Chachma and brought him to Olam Hazeh. Says Rashi, Ve'utanan Rabo Shalimdo Chachma, stomach Rabbi Meir, that the stam over there is the stomach that is going with Rabbi Meir, that the one who taught him Gemara is considered his Rebbe. So how can you say halacha goes like Rabbi Yehuda of Rav Chachma? Says Gemara, my Chachma, what does it mean when it says in the Mishnah he taught him Chachma? It means Rav Chachma, so it means that he taught a majority of his learning. Right? She says, in Mikra, Mikra, Mishnah, Mishnah, whatever it is, a majority of what he knows. Says Gemara, Tani Rabbanan, Ha'oskim Amikra, people that are involved with Chumash, Mida. They're gaining, Mida ve'inu Mida. You're gaining something. Rashi says, Hiktsas, getting a little bit. Ve'inu Mida. says Rashi, Shamishta v'Gemara, Yafim mimenu, they're better. Mepnei shetluyim begirsa umishtachin shebimehem lohya Gemara b'ksav v'gam lohya nita l'kasev el lefish nismatu al levavos heschilu doros achronim l'kasvo. See, this is important that we have clarity on it. And what happened is that people, you're not allowed to write it down. And over time, it started getting forgotten. So they were stuck and they had to go write it down. And in order to remember them, before we wrote it down, it had to be reviewed and reviewed and reviewed. So those are involved with Mikra. All right, Mida Veinu Mida. It's not the greatest because Mishnah and Gemara is going to be greater. But Mishnah, those are involved with the Mishnah. Mida, you did something, Velotel Eschar, and you get Schar. Gemara, somebody's involved with the Gemara, Ein Lecha Mida Gedola Mizu, you don't have anything with a greater Mida than this. Rashi explains, what does it mean learning Gemara? That means it's Kvar Pirash Delamayla. We said, Shulasis Lev, it's when you put your heart, Lavin Stimos Taimea Mishnah, when you understand what's going on in the Mishnah over there, Mahim, what's the reasons for them, Ukishtayim, Ukishishtayim, Sosa Zu Adzu, you have two Mishnahs that are arguing with another, Yavin Latarits, you know how to go out and understand and explain it, Shukayamos, to make it work, Oladas Devriya Tarayim, Achalukim Adavar Venema, Hamani, Ploni Chachamo. Say, who is it? This particular Chacham. However, interesting statement here. It says that Gemara and Lechamidu Gedol Mizu Ulaolam Evi Ratz L'Mishnah Yosem Gemara. But you should always run to Mishnah more than Gemara. Says the Gemara. Hakufakasha. Hold on 1 second. In Lechamidu Gedol Mizu. He just said there's nothing greater than it. The Hadar Amar. Then you say Ulaolam Evi Ratz L'Mishnah Yosem Gemara. So which one is it? Is Gemara better than Mishnah? Mishnah better Gemara? Amar Rav Yochanan. Beep. Turn the page. I'm going to base. Bimei Rebbe Nishnes Mishnah Zu. In the days of Rebbe, when it says the fact that learning Gemara is the best thing, and that's the top of the top, that's talking about during the times of Rebbe. Check out this Moiritik Rashi. Says Rashi, "Bimei Rebbe Nishnes Mishnah Zu." That says you should be involved with that. That sounds like Gemara is the top thing ever. Why? Haite Ketani Gemara in Lechamidah Gedola Mizu Lefishemi Mishe Rabu Talmidei Shamai VeHillel Shahayu. Lefanav Shlosha Doros Ravu Machloks B'Torah V'Natsk Sheitoros. As time went on, when the Talmidim were growing and getting more and more Talmidim, so it ended up being that the Machlokas started becoming rampant, and it almost became like a two different Torahs, like the Talmidim of Bishamay and Bishillel. Mitoch Ol Shibud Malchios V'Gzerosav, because of the terrible decrees that were always happening to the Jewish people, Shaya Gozen Aleim. Because of that, they weren't able to really pay attention. Ad Yom of Shal Rebbe, till the days of Rebbe. Shanasa Kosh Baruch Hu Chen Beinei Antoninus. He gave Chen in the eyes of Antoninus, Melech Romi, Kedarminim Bevodazar, Dafgirum Abayis. V'nachum Mitzara V'shalach. And they were given a reprieve of all the tzaras that were going on. V'shalach V'kibis called him Talmidei Eretz Yisrael. He gathered all the Talmidei Chacham of Eretz Yisrael. Ad Yom of until his time, there was no Masechta that was clearly laid out. Elakol Talmud, Shoshama Dover Mipi Gadol Imenu. Whenever he heard something from above him in Girsa, Venosin Simanim, he would learn that and then he would teach that. Halacha Plonis or Plonis Shamati Mishem Ploni. I heard from this. So Kishanik Mitzu, when they gathered together, Amar Kolech and Mas Shama. Everyone said what they heard. Venosu Leiv Levar Tamei Machlokes. Divrei mi ru'uy and lekayim, and they decided to figure out the reasons of who it should be. There should be mekayim here, v'sidro masechtos, and they were masada. They put together all the masechtos, different Ezekiel of Adam, and Ezekiel by itself, a different Yavamos of Adam, that was by itself, divrei kachim of Adam, v'sasam nami b'mishnah divrei yechidim, and he wrote stam certain individual teachings. Shiro Rebbe is divreim that he understood that made sense what they were saying, v'shanam stam, and he put them in stam. Kedei lekabo halacha kamosan drink the halacha like them. Lafika chamer begemara in lechamidu gedula mizu. Therefore, he said with the gemara something greater than that. Sheitu leiv latamei mishnah to have clarity on the reasons for the mishnah. Shavku kula alma mesnisen. Right, but afterwards everyone stopped learning mishnah. Rashi says milachso girsin mishtasam because the azu basa gemara they started going just through gemara. Says gemara lachso besvara. So they didn't go to the mishnah. They just went straight to analyzing over here. And we're worried that that's going to be forgotten. So Chazer Darsh Lahulu, and then when they stopped doing all this stuff, he was scared that they're going to forget all these things that we didn't know, all Mishnahis. And Hadar Darsh Lahulu, Olam Hevi Ratz Lamisha Yosem in the Gemara, then he came out and he said, make sure you run to this over that. Rashi says, Lafisha Yare, Pen Yishtakhu Mishnayas, Viachlifu Shmo Shemas Chachamim. They're going to switch all the names of Chacham, Makom Chayav Yomer Pater. And when it says, when it's supposed to say Chayav, they're going to say Pater, Makom Asi Yomer Mutter. And when it's supposed to say Asi, they're going to say Mutter. So we have to have clarity on everything here. So the answer is, we've got to do both. We got to learn Mishnah, we have to have it cold, have it clear. Levi, we have to have it clear. And then we go to the Gemara and have that clear. And then go back to Mishnah and so on and so forth. Now, my Darish, when Rebbe said that this idea that Gemara is more than Mishnah, what did he darshan to say there? Rashi says, Mitchila, Kishadarash, Kid Gemara Gadol. He said, that's great. Or what did he darshan? Kid Darish, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Eloi. My Darshan, what does it mean when it says, Hagid La'ami Pisham, Ulabes Yaakov Chatosam? Tell my nation of their Pisham, their Averus that they're doing. And Ulebes Yaakov Chatosam, the house of Yaakov, their Chatos. So Pesha is something that's done b'mezid. The Chat is something done not b'mezid. Rashi says, Lami Pesha, Ami Dahani Tami Chamim, Es Chatosam, Anikari Pesha, Shoyal Melissa Slave, their Chatos we call a Pesha. Things they did unintentionally we call it like it's intentional, because they should have placed their heart. But Tami Mishnasam, Shiyavaru Lehem, Ala Iker, Velo Yoru Alochem, Mitoch Mishnah. Don't be passing from Mishnah, Shein Iker, which is not the Iker over here. Now the Gemara says, "Elu tamid chacham sheshgagos nasaslim kizdonos ulebeis Yaakov chatosam." When it says the house of Yaakov, there are various that are done unintentionally. Elu amaharitz, these are amaharitz, kizdonos nasaslim kizshgagos. Their intentional ones are considered like shgagos, even though they did something. Know that it's us, so we don't really hold them fully responsible because they don't really know what's going on. They don't realize the true understanding of what they're doing, and therefore their averus, which they did, they knew about. We treat them a little bit more like the unintentional. Behind the Tanan, that's the news that says the Mishnah, Behuda Omer, Havizari, B'Talmud, Mishnah Novos. Be careful of the idea of Talmud, Rashi's B'Gemara, She Teretz Tamei Mishnayas. Explain the Mishnayas. Oh, Tim Timsha, Dvar Mishnah, Mirabcha, Hizar Lishna Time of Mishana. Over here, something for Rebbe, make sure you get clarity on what he means. That says the Gemara, why? According to the Mishnah, Shashigigas Talmud Ola Zadon. A careless misunderstanding of the Gemara is considered like a zadon, like you violated b'mezid. Rashi explains that if you don't have clarity on a certain thing, you should have asked your Rebbe to get clarity exactly what it's talking about. Darosh Rebbe Yehuda b'Rabbi Loi came along and he darsh. And the Ma'idich Sev, what does it mean when it says in the Pasuk? Shimu Devar Hashem HaCharedim El Devar Hashem. Hear the words of Hashem, those who tremble at His word. Elu Tamid Chachamim. What does that mean, the ones that tremble at His word? These are talking about Tamid Chachamim, because they really want to get clarity in what it is exactly that the Lord Almighty wants from them. Yah. Pasuk continues and says, Im Amru Achechem, your brothers, Elu Bali Mikra. The brothers means the people who stay and they're learning Mikra. They learn Chumash. That's all they know. They don't know more than that. So Nechem, then when it says your enemies, what does that mean? Elu Bali Mishnah. These are the people that learn the Mishnah. What does that mean that we say that these are called your enemies? Rashi says, So Nechem Elu Bali Mishnah, Shesonim Bali Gemara, they hate the Bali Gemara, Lafisha Bali Gemara, Omrim Al Bali Mishnah. The people who learn Gemara, they say, but people learn Mishnah, Shein Mevali Olam, they destroy the world. Kedabrim Sechasota, the Gemara says over there in the Chav Beis, Hatanoim Mevali. Because they would learn, they would paskin from their Mishnayos, they wouldn't get clarity. So they have the wrong pasuk, and therefore they're destroying the world. Next word in the pasuk is min nadechem, those who push you away, elu amaretz. These are talking about the amaratzim. Rashi says, shetam chacham snuyin mutovin lehem kenida. Pretty intense over here. Why is it called min nadechem? From the lashon of nida. They look at Talmid Chachamim, they want to separate them, so some Talmid Chachamim like that. Shema Tomer, and maybe you're going to say that Pasak Sivram Batel Sikuyam, their hope is gone and their prospects are not existent. In other words, they're not going to be people. Rashi says that Shall Elu Shireik Siv Laman Shemi Yichabed Hashem Demash Mashen Omrim Aval Ina Davar Kain. Right? That maybe what you're thinking is a pasuk saying, all these people say, because of me, Hashem will be honored. Which means, although they say this, they're actually wrong. So one, maybe they said that they're not going to be involved in the simcha that comes with the times of Mashiach. Tamar lomar v'nira b'simchaschem, that we are going to all see your joy. That's what the Navi says over here. That I'm going to see, it doesn't say I'm going to see the joy, but rather it says we will see your joy, meaning that him and all these other people, your brothers, the enemies, those who push you away, they're all going to be in joyful the times of seeing Mashiach. It says Rashi, V'lo nemer v'erev v'simchaschem, kach amar Navi, ani v'acheichem sonechem v'acheichem kolon v'nir v'simchaschem, means everyone's going to see it. Shema Tomer, we're going to say Yisrael Yevoshu. They're going to be totally embarrassed. Maybe that's what you'll think, that you saw Yevoshu, that even though they have joy, they're going to be embarrassed when Mashiach comes. Tamad Lomer, Vehem Yevoshu, they're going to be embarrassed. Means over to Yechav Yevoshu. Vesol Yismu, but the Eden, they're going to be happy. Hajan Aloch Eilu Metziyas. Mazel, I'm finishing the second parak of Bava Metzia. You know what our minhag is? We said, Hajan Aloch, we're going to return to you, Eilu Metziyas. Let's do it. Eilu Metziyas, Shalom Eilu Chayav Achas. Okay, now that we go to that, let's set off the third parak of Meseches Bavmetzia HaMafkid. Zok the Heilige Mishnah. HaMafkid. Someone leaves as a deposit, a pikad. Eitzel Chaveros. I leave on my friend, and we're talking about here for a Shomer Chinam. He's watching, he's not getting paid for it. He's a Shomer. HaMafkid is a Chaver Behemo Kalim, an animal or Kalim. Vinigvu Oshavdu, and they get stolen or they get lost. Then Shilem, and he decides to pay for it. Velorotzel Ishav, it doesn't make us swear, because he can get out of it by just swearing. Rashi says that Shavuos Shomrim, Shalom Pashaba, he wasn't Pashay, he wasn't negligent. For Shalom Shalach Biyad, he didn't take it. Shayachal Lipater, Shavuos Zush, he's able to get out of it. He decides, I don't want to do that. I'd rather not swear, I'll just pay for it. Velo Tzili Shava, Sharei Omer, we said, Shomer Chirim Nishba Yotze, he swears, then he's good, he's out. Nimsa, Ganav, after they find the Ganav, Mishalam Tashumi Kefal, he pays double. Tavach HaMachar, if he shechted it or if he sold it, then Mishalam Tashumi Arba V'chemisha pays 4 or 5. Let me Mishalam, who does it pay? Let me Mishalam Pekadah, it's low. To the Shomer, the one who paid, because then he bought the rights, essentially. Nishba, instead of doing that, he swore that I didn't do anything to it. Nimsa again, they found the gun. Misham to Shlomi Kef, he's paid double. Tavach Machar, he shechted, he sold it. Misham to Shlomi Kef, he's paid 4 or 5. Let me show you what he paid. Labala Pikadon. So the owner of the Pikadon, the original guy. Frak the Gemara. Why do I have to teach this din both by Behemah and Kalim? Lomeli the Mr. Behemah, Lomeli the Mr. Kalim. Why do I have to learn it by both of them? In other words, I could just learn one and learn it out. This is Gemara Tzvichi. I need it. The Tana Behemah, if the Tana would have just taught this idea of an animal, have a mean, I would think. Behemah would demak the lake Fela. That only by the case of an animal does he get kefel. Mishum de nafish tircha la yula la fuka, because it's very hard, you know, bring in the animal, taking out the animal, watching over and taking care of it. So therefore, that's where the case is. Rashi says, Abaylim maknin l'shomer kefel asid l'shtalim kilom l'kaman shebishah shemasa lo lishmor al manas kein masa shemtigno v'yirtzav yishalim yekef shalo. And the guy's almost like it's an inherent concept that he's willing to do this on condition that he's going to get the tefillah that's happened. Aval Kalim, when it comes to Kalim, the lo nafish dechayo, it's not such a big deal, these vessels. Emelo makdil likfeli, he didn't give over, was a makdim this kefel, and therefore he had to teach that it's the same thing with that as well. That when he leaves over the, even though he didn't have in mind at the time that they had this, that the stuff is going to go to him. Rashi says, Lo masalom etchila al menaskein. Still, we teach this din out. Boom. Now, says Gar, Ve'im tana Kalim, is this what it taught us? Kalim, I haven't been able to thought. Kalim hudamakte le kfela, it's by Kalim that he's given kfela. Mishim de lunafis kiflayu. Because that amount never changes. In other words, kefel when it comes to utensils, what it is. So it's an animal. It depends if it was sold or if it was stolen or that kind of stuff, and you get 4 or 5 amount. So since you have, this is a set amount, Rashi says, She'ein be'ein, b'chein bo'ein lidei arba v'chamisha, she'ein noheges ela b'shor v'seh b'vad, therefore it's a set payment. Therefore I'd say I agree to that. Aval behemah when it comes to behemah, t'chitav v'chamachar, m'shal t'shum yidal v'hei, pays 4 or 5, e'im alo makna le kefela, it wasn't makna over him the kefel to that. Therefore, it's tzrichi have to teach both of these dinim. Frek the Gemara, very famous kashis, is all the maskal Rami Barchama, Vaha in Adam Makna Davar Shalobayolim. It can't be Makna, give over something that hasn't come into the world yet. Rashi says, Vehech Hiknu Lo Ba'ilim Kefal Zeh. How can it be that there are Makna to them? This Kefal Shadayin Lo Neskai of Ganav. The Neskai is well Ganav. The Ganav isn't yet Chayven. It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense. Vafilu Rabbi Meir, Dalman, even according to Rabbi Meir, says, Lo Makna Davar Shalobayolim. It says, you can be Makna Davar Shalobayolim. Hanimilik, you go and pay his deca. Let's talk about the fruit that comes from a palm tree. Davide Dasu, which makes sense that these are things which are going to happen, right? That's like, so to speak, a guarantee. Aval ha, but in the case of here where Kefal is going to come up, beep, turn the page, Lamadalad. Mi Imri de Meganva, who says it's even going to be stolen in the first place, that it's in his mind, this is going to be Machadov Shabbat. Rashi says, Mi Imri de Ganva, Sha'asid li Ganev de Likni le Kefal, Bishas Mesira, Dal Karchach, Mishas Mesira, by Laknuye, Shemashka Mimeno, Amenas. I'm asking, who says that they have in mind? Vim Tim Salamir de Meganva, and if you want to say that it's going to be stolen, Mi Imri de Mishtakach Ganev, who says you're going to find the Ganev? If you mishtav ganav, if you're going to find him, Yomer Demishlam, who says that he's even going to pay? Dilma modi umefater. Maybe he's going to pater. Maybe he's going to be modi, because some of his modi kenas is going to be pater, and therefore it's never going to come in the first place. So how could you? How does this make any sense? Says Gemara, Merava nasa keomer lo. It's like the owner said to him when he gave it over to him. Lichishet tigana v'tirso teshame. If it will be that this is going to be stolen, and you're going to be willing, then you're going to be compensated for it. Hare parasi kunuyu lechame achshav. I'm giving it over to you, kiilu, as if it's right now. So it's even without saying those words, it's like he said those words. That is, so when the shomer actually ends up paying him now, he's kone lemafreya. The cow was there. That he could have done. So that's how it works. Maskev Rav Zeri Yachi, if that's really true, that's lemafreya is being kone, afilu gizose uvladose nami. And he should be kona even the shearings and even the offspring from the time that he got it. Alama Tanya, but then why does it say in the Braisa that the Shomer collects any extra things that come of the animal if he pays for it? Chutz mi gizoseh v'lodoseh, except for the giza and the vlados. Oh, where do we see that? We saw that, I think, in Bava Kama. I don't remember, but pretty sure that we saw that. Elam, he says, Nasik Omer Lemi says, if he says, Chutz mi gizoseh v'lodoseh, at the time that he made the deal, it's like he said that also. Umay Paska. Well, you went, it's so clear to you? You're paskining that that's what's going on over there? How do you know that everyone has in mind to hold on to himself? You know, that the one who's putting it there says, I'm going to give it to you except for the giza and the vlod, and the vlodos, and not that by the kanas. You don't say the same way, kanas. So it's going to stam de milsa. Shivcha da asa mi alma. That if you have Shevach, prophet, that comes, mi'alma, literally meaning from the world, that's coming outside, avinish demakna, a person's willing to go and give over, but Shivcha demigufa, but something that came from itself. In other words, it's coming from the world. Okay, I'll give that over to you, KFL, whatever it is, I never had it. But Shivcha demigufa, it's coming from it itself, then lo avinish demakna, it doesn't make sense that a person will want to give over that that right. Ika de Amri. Some say Amarava, Nasa Komer, it's like he said, Lichishitigane, Vitirza, Vitus Shalmeni, Samakli Girivasa, Kanuilacha. If it is going to be stolen, and you're going to be willing, and you're going to pay me for this loss, it's like given, it should be right now, it's given to you from the moment. Right before it got stolen, Rashi says, "Sha achas afnei ginriyasa." One moment before it's stolen, tei apar kenuy lechav, he kvar haisabolam, and it's already in the world. So therefore, the shomer is not going to get the giza and the vlad that happened before the geneva, because all that belonged to the animal at that time might have been out. What's the difference of the two is we learn this? Ika benayu kushdu avzeira, the kasher avzeira inami dekaima ba'agam, or if let's say the animal's in a swamp at the time it got stolen. The first one of Rav Zeira makes sense because according to the second pshat, Rav Zeira's issue is not an issue anymore to say that the giza and the vlad should be acquired lemafreya by the shomer, because he's not acquiring it until the moment right before. And what about the idea? The other answer is they were saying the difference between them is if it's in a gam, if it's in a swamp. What does a swamp thing have to do with anything? Because we know that how is it going to work that this guy is going to be koneh a second before it got stolen? Only if it's in his chatzer, because then his chatzer can be koneh. But if it's out in the swamp or in the marsh, then yeah, what's he being koneh with? And therefore, according to the second shot of Rava, the shomer is not going to acquire even the animal, because there was no way that actually happened. There was no kinyan. There's no chatzer there. Some kinyan chatzer. There's no mashicha. There's nothing that happened. And therefore, according to that pshat, he's not going to get it. According to the first one, the shomer would get the kenas because he's acquiring it with the mashicha he did at the time that he actually left the thing with him. that goes retroactive, then he would acquire the stuff. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day. Milestone finish the second parak, and how exciting to start the third. Zai, God blessed.